In 1917, the bridge at Manières was one of the key crossing points on the Saint-Quentin Canal. On the first day of the battle, in late morning, a dozen tanks from F Battalion entered the village from the south. German machine gun fire was considerably slowing their advance as the first tank in the column, Flying Fox 2, rolled onto the bridge, which was mined. The bridge collapsed. The advance of the armoured vehicles was halted, and with it the advance of the cavalry. The infantry regiment from Newfoundland, which by then had gained its independence from Canada, managed to cross, but they would be stopped on the ridge. A bronze caribou, the symbol of Newfoundland, stands at the northern entrance to the village, commemorating the furthest point of their advance. A temporary bridge was built by the lock down there on our left. A detachment of Canadian cavalrymen from Fort Garry Horse crossed it, but heavy rain and the approach of night forced the commanding officers to halt the advance. However, B Squadron, led by Lieutenant Strachan, were out of reach of communications. They successfully continued their advance. I can still see them now. Strachan, alone with his men on the other side of the canal, with no backup, in the end he was forced to retreat, sustaining heavy losses. He was awarded the Victoria Cross for his solitary attack. Meanwhile, the tanks were still stuck on the south side of the canal. These Mark IVs were extraordinary engines in all senses of the word.
There were two versions, either male or female, depending on the weapons they carried. They weighed 28 and 26 tons respectively, 105 horsepower engine, and they consumed 6 litres of fuel per kilometre. Inside was a crew of 8, including a tank commander who doubled as a machine gunner. The driver sat next to him. In the rear, 2 men operated the gears and 4 others manned the gun and machine gun positions on the side.
This was the kind of colossus that we were hoping to find buried somewhere in the Cambrai region.
Madame Boulleau's account was corroborated by Monsieur Lavallée. In the 1950s, the owner of the field where he was working had told him that a tank had been buried there. So naturally, that is where I did my initial excavations, with disappointing results. The metal detectors came up with nothing. The probes were no better. I would have to change my method of investigation, so I headed for the museums and the archive centers in Great Britain.